A crowning moment for Europe's largest infrastructure project. Queen Elizabeth lending her name to London's biggest single transport upgrade for more than a century. A decade in the making, the line is a journey into the future. Forget the cramped tunnels of the city's 19th century tube network. This is something else. Light-filled chambers, serenely curved concrete and glass. It feels like a huge modern art gallery, not a mode of transport.
It provides state-of-the-art, fast, clean, ambient services that Londoners will flock to. So that plus the economic benefit, something like £42 billion injection to the UK economy, this truly is a game-changer for London.
The trains are smoother and faster than anything seen in the city before.
Next station, Farringdon.
Speeding travellers from one side of central London to the other in 9 minutes. As the UK races to reach its target of net zero carbon emissions by 2050, public transport is key.
These are cathedral-like, otherworldly spaces designed to accommodate this growing metropolis, making the morning commute less of a squeeze and more of a breeze.
But at $23 billion, it hasn't come cheap. That's $5 billion more than expected, twice the price of the London 2012 Olympics or 15 Buckingham Palaces. The drop in passenger numbers during the pandemics left a $1.8 billion hole in transport for London's finances. And with 20% fewer people using the underground network, choosing to work from home instead, there were concerns about when this new line will start paying for itself. The process of boring tunnels and pouring concrete was finished years ago, but turning this into the most advanced digital railway in the world was a 120-kilometre-long IT nightmare.
This is probably the world's most complex, fully digital railway. It undoubtedly has the world's most complicated signalling system with four different signalling systems. We've got 16 million digital parts on this railway. So to bring them all together has been quite a challenge, actually, but we kind of got there in the end, and I think customers will reap the benefits of that.
This entire project is one massive exercise in engineering problem solving. Instead of an escalator here, a funicular railway.
On May the 24th, when the line opens to the public, these 250-metre-long platforms will reverberate with the sound of thousands of travellers. Queen Elizabeth was born in an age of steam trains. Now the Elizabeth Line is driving the future of digital transport. Neve Barker, Al Jazeera, London.